Hello, my name's Dwayne. I'm the host and producer of the Discover Mott-Com podcast, and I want to welcome you to this edition of Tech Tuesday, where we're going to continue our discussion with Mike Dell from Blueberry about podcasting. And today we're going to be talking about some basic hardware that beginners should be looking at. And going to kind of go a little audio geek here.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. So, Mike, thank you again for being part of this little mini-series.
Welcome to Tech Tuesdays, a special feature of Discover Mott-Com podcast, where we dive into the tools and technology that help you market your business and simplify your life, with host and producer, Dwayne Weed.
If somebody's starting, because we talked in episode one that you can do this with your phone. There is that possibility. And now, again, this is a loaded question because I could ask this question to 10 people and they're going to get 10 different answers, but it's still going to be similar. So according to that, what is some very basic gear that they need to have?
Well, what I would suggest is first a computer, and it doesn't matter if it's Windows, Linux, Apple, whatever, a computer. And I now recommend, there's a microphone out there called a Samson Q2U, and you can find it on Amazon. They're under $100. It's a USB microphone that plugs directly into your computer. You select it as a microphone. You can download software that records. There's one called Audacity, okay, which is a free recording and editing software. You record into that, you edit it if you want to. If not, you know, a lot of times, yeah, who cares? Just put it out.
Okay. Before we go any further, yeah, you jumped right into the USB. Mm-hmm. The other option in the audio realm would be XLR.
Yeah. Okay. That's where you require a mixer, you require, or an interface to USB. That's how it's going to get in the computer, is USB, no matter what.
Right. So, you know, not to confuse people, yeah, you know, because we could easily talk tech and confuse people.
Certainly.
You know, the USB route that you just spoke of, what if they're going to interview more than one guest? Can they get a hub that they can use to get more than one?
Well, not with a USB-only microphone. So this Samson microphone, and there's also one from Audio-Technica that's very similar. I think, you know, most of the big mic. But the main thing with a microphone is get a dynamic microphone. Do not get a condenser.
Okay, we're talking tech, okay? Yes. What's the difference between dynamic and condenser?
Dynamic is an unpowered microphone, okay, and it also, the dynamic is usually very directional. So, like, if you're talking into the microphone, you're talking into it.
Right there.
Yeah, and if the microphone turns, you're not on mic anymore. Condensers do just what it says. They condense all the sound, including the fan over in the corner, the airplane that just flew over, the car driving by. So if you're going to use a condenser, you have to be in an extremely, extremely quiet environment or have really good condensers. I mean, I think what we're using right now is a condenser, but we're in a pretty quiet environment, and that works out pretty well. But for a beginner, I say stick with dynamic. It definitely makes it easier to get decent audio. And that's the, you know, even if you're doing video, decent audio is the goal.
So with that in mind, dynamic microphone, they come in the USB form, XLR form. But if they go XLR, they're going to have to come into a mixer. And from the mixer, they still need to come into it.
To the computer, if you're going to record to the computer. Now, I have a mixer that has a recorder in it.
Right.
So it has little cards like cameras. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I can record directly to that. I don't need a computer to record, but I still need it.
To do the editing.
To do the editing and to upload it and distribute it and all that. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we want to make sure that, you know, even if you're non-technical, you're going to have to learn some skills. Or if you have a spouse that has that ability, or, you know, a significant other that can help you along the way, you know, the audio needs to be edited somewhere. You know, and you talked about Audacity in the free realm for audio. DaVinci Resolve has a free version of the video editing software that if you get their free version, you know, there's that option, and then you can just pull the audio from
that. If you have an Apple computer, it comes with iMovie. Yeah, if you have a Windows computer, I believe there's a Windows editor that comes with Microsoft Windows. So, you know, there's free options, and then there's other options.
You know, and you can go down that rabbit hole really, really easily because, again, you ask people their recommendations, and it does come down to budget.
Yes.
It does come down to budget and what they're looking at doing. I know that before we started recording, you and I both have these little microphones that you can plug into your phone. Yeah. It, one for you, one for me, and you can interview. Yeah. And the quality of these things for not much money is remarkably wonderful.
Oh, for sure.
And
if you're going to record, say you're going to do interviews, but you're going to do them remotely, Zoom. Just plain old Zoom software, the free version. You can record up to 45 minutes, and it gives you an audio and a video file. In fact, we do our company podcast via Zoom because we're scattered about the country. And, you know, I have, you know, one person in Ohio, one person in Indiana, and me on a show.
On an upcoming episode, we're going to talk a little bit about that because one thing that I found about Zoom, and we'll dive into that in an upcoming episode, is sometimes the audio quality is not consistent from one person's computer to another. But we'll go down that rabbit hole when it's time. So microphones are very important. Basic software for editing is the other part of it that is important for the beginner to get into this.
And you know, a lot of USB mics, the two I mentioned, the Samson and the Audio Technica, are both XLR and USB.
Okay.
So if you do have a mixer, you can plug them in. So they will grow with you. So say you're just doing a solo show, you use USB, then later on you get a mixer, get another mic. Those microphones will work either way.
And I'm going to step in here and do a shameless plug for myself here at Discover.com podcast and dwvideo.com. I am entering the world of helping people. And if anybody wants to reach out to me about starting a podcast or even coming into my studio and doing your first few episodes in my studio that using my gear, 231-250-9624, go to dwvideo.com. You can catch me there or discovermontcompodcast.com. I'm here to help you. But back to tech here, you know, you've talked about microphones. We started with microphones, basic software that we need. As we wrap this little piece up about hardware, is there anything else that we've missed?
Well, not necessarily hardware, but make sure that you find a spot that's quiet. And that's not necessarily hardware. I have a friend who's been podcasting as long as I have, and she does, she's prolific.
Mm-hmm.
She records in her closet because the audio in that closet is perfect for what she's doing.
And I'll tell you what, that'll be in the next episode when we talk about capturing the audio. So I'm glad that you brought it up because we are going to dive into that. Do you need to have studio quality, you know, acoustics in there? But we'll dive into that more in the next one. So thank you for tuning in to the Discover.com podcast. You can find all of our podcasts at discover.compodcast.com. If you would like to offer your expertise in the Tech Tuesday sessions, just get with me. I would love to have you come on and share your information. Or if you're a business, industry, or you live in Montcalm County and you want to share your family's history, get with me at 231-250-9624. My name's Dwayne, the host and producer. Remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover MontCom podcast thanks West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, M1063 WGLM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.